But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
First Kings chapter 19, very quickly. It's going to be a long reading, so I just want your rapt attention. We'll read from verse 1 down to verse 13. I want to show us something. So let's read together at the count of 2, 1, 2, go. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and without how he had slain all the prophets with the sword, the prophets of Baal. Next verse. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. The report has reached Jezebel through her husband Ahab that Elijah had organized a contest to determine who is the true God, and the loyalists of Jezebel, who are the prophets of Baal, had failed, and that Elijah has taken it upon himself to execute all the prophets of Baal who participated in that contest. Jezebel has swore by her God. So she did not threaten Elijah. She put herself to an oath. She bind herself to an oath that may her gods do to her like this he has done to this prophet of Baal, if by tomorrow his fate is not like their fate too. You know, I wondered for several times why a man that can call down fire from heaven at the slightest provocation, the smallest, they just say, the king say, come, because of the tone of their voice. He say, let fire fall. The second badge came, they shouted too. He said, let fire fall. When the third badge came, the captain among them was wise. So he said, normally, I would not have even come here. I'm a family man. I have children. Please, if I find mercy in your sight. A man that can just speak and things will happen. Somebody told him that, let my fate be like the fate of these people you just killed, if by tomorrow, by this time, you have not become like one of them. What was it about Jezebel? What was it about that system called Jezebel? And why was Elijah troubled? That will not be the emphasis of my conversation today, so that I don't end up staying so long on this scripture. So let's just continue our reading. Verse 3. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life. The word went for his life means he ran. And came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. So to gain more speed, he had to shed weight. But he himself went a day journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. And he said, it is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my father. This is the man that said, before God whom I stand. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel appeared and touched him and said unto him, arise, eat. Why? He says, arise and eat. Now, we need to understand, on what ground is the angel advising Elijah to eat?
Because
first, an angel will not come to the earth on his own bidding. He must have been sent. And if the angel is doing the bidding of God, why would God show up later and ask Elijah, as you will read, that what are you doing here? Because God came in a dimension as though he's not aware of this move Elijah is making. And the angel came to supply food to Elijah. I will share a little on this as we progress. Touched him and said, "Eat. Please, let's continue. Arise and eat." Next verse. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking and on the coast, rather, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again to rest. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. You see, just keep this scripture. Let this remain here. One of the things you would begin to recognize progressively as we read this scripture is that Elijah was running until he made those statements invoking the presence of God, until he summoned God and requested that he wants to exit time. I want my own chapter to end now because I am the only one. And the response that he got after that prayer, because he was praying, then he slept into a little slumber. An angel was the one that appeared to give him food that will give him strength so that he can seek God. Because where he was going to was Horeb. And it is only the strength that they gave him that gave him the capacity to go the 40 days and 40 nights requirement to be able to access Horeb, the mountain of the Lord, where you can now meet that God you are seeking. This is another way to render the scripture quicken us. Then we can call upon your name. It is not, you don't have the capacity to find God. It is God that will draw a man close before you can find him. No man comes to the Father except the Father. He will draw you near. So the strength, the fuel for that journey, it is the Father that released it. He gave him something to enable him have the capacity to locate where God can be found. And most times, even when we start praying, when we begin, you know, to pray, you will not connect immediately. You know that already by now. There is a quickening that only spirits can help you with. And they use that to cover your infirmity. It is likened to the manna, the bread that they brought for Elijah to eat. Because on your own, you don't have what it takes to find the address of God. The place he stays changes every second. You found him yesterday. It will be hard to find him in that same formula tomorrow. You know, yesterday, you were playing one worship song. As you were playing, you now started crying. The tears was now flowing. You were now feeling an embrace. The room now became thick, tense with the presence. Have you found out that if you play that song tomorrow, everywhere can be dry? How about people who wake up with one song blessing them? They put it on repeat. They think that this song is my own for eternity. Eh? Then you wake up the next day and when you own that song, it's like noise. That song, as at yesterday, they turned that song into bread. That song was your bread to give you strength to find where God is part time. It is good that man realize that heaven must help you before you locate God. You don't have what it takes to stumble upon his presence, because Jesus hid Elijah behind the rock. And he Jesus, one of his office is the rock of ages. He's the one that can hide you in the cleft of the rock where the glory of God that consumes. Jesus will shield that glory. And then you will be able to peep. Jesus will be like glass. You will peep at God through Jesus. And he says, "Go forth." That is, Jesus was giving Elijah positioning. Go forth.
and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by.
See, who is that voice that was giving Elijah where to stand so that he can see the Lord? The Lord here is capital letter complete, not only first L that was capital. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
If you ever see it written like this, they particularly capitalized all the alphabet to show you we are speaking about the Father dimension. But there was the voice of the Lord that came to mentor a man as to how to relate with the Lord. The Lord passed by, and a great and strong.
If I do it like this, some people will escape this teaching. Let's everybody read together so that even though you pretend, it will echo in your mind. Let's read it from the beginning. 1, 2, 3, go.
And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount. It was Jesus that showed Elijah where to stand. Let's continue. Before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. Say, pass by.
Pass by.
Come on, say it again like you mean it. Pass by.
Pass by.
I will show you some of the things you must contend with. Ah. He's a king. He does not travel alone. Before he shows up in any place, his protocols will go ahead first. There are angels of war that will come on that space. You know the last time Buhari came to Kaduna? Did you see the kind of security detail that was put on ground just because a man wanted to pass a space? Huh? All right. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountain. What is this wind? He maketh his angels winds. Ah, they were guys that entered the earth quickly. They say, Adonai, want to enter. So they deployed creatures. All kinds of creatures. People like Michael, that only stand up during war. There was need for a wind. I'll show you what that wind has the capacity to do. I know everything here is a metaphor. He says, a strong and great wind, a strong and great angel, rent mountains, a wind. He tore stones like paper. Now you will now ask yourself, what did the mountain do? Is it for show off? The mountain is a metaphor. You see, there's no free space in the earth. If you think I'm joking, go and look for one empty grass that is only three that is there. Just mistakenly stand there and start saying, in the name of Jesus, I declare here belongs to Jesus. You will see the attack you will receive. You will know that princes have shared all the space. They have shared it. There's somebody that is claiming it, naming it after himself. The way the whole of Pasha, one spirit, can call himself the prince of Pasha, that even God cannot enter freely. He has to contend with Gabriel until Michael was sent. So when the wind showed up, the first assignment of the wind was to rend mountains. The Bible says, who is that mountain? Not what. Who? Mountain is a person. Who is that mountain that can stand before Zerubbabel? One of the first things that must be brought down when authority and dominion wants to be established is mountains must be pulled down. And so they rent mountains. That was where Jezebel's power was brought down, because there was somebody that wanted to enter. And anywhere God enters, you can't have two authorities in that space. So creatures of violence will enter first and check. They are very jealous. If they see anybody who claims glory in that place, they strike them dead first. You see, those people who are shouting, Lord, visit Kaduna State and slay bandits. If God's presence wants to enter the way you want it, Christians will die, many. If God wants to judge, the judgment will start first from the house of the Lord. Let me not major on minor things. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains. Please say the mountains. Say it again like you mean it, the mountains.
The mountains.
And broke in pieces the rocks. Say the rocks.
The rocks.
before what? The Lord. Did you remember the scripture I quoted to you just now? Who is that mountain that can stand against who? So these rocks and these mountains were before the Lord. And since they are before the Lord, they need to be leveled. But, please, let's read together. This is a good point to continue. One, two, go. But the Lord was not in the wind. Please tell your neighbor he was not in the wind. Mind you, judging by your own templates, once you get that dimension of God's visitation where mountains are pulled down and rocks are splitted, you will start praying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the answer prayer. Thank you because we can see that you have answered. But a man says, God is not here yet. Although we have seen these things happen, although we have seen the affliction, the mountains, the resistance, the limitation has moved. He says, but God has not showed up yet. Please tell your neighbor again, the Lord was not in the wind. And after that, let's read together. One, two, go. And after the wind, an earthquake. Please say an earthquake. You see, after angels invade a space to establish authority and dominion, the next thing that will be done is everything that has been built, the kingdom that has been built by the rebellious government that is on ground, there will be an earthquake to shake everything. He will pull down before he starts building. He will bring down before he lifts. Anything that is not of God, whatever our Heavenly Father has not planted, will be uprooted. So the next visitation was an earthquake. The earthquake, the Bible says, after the wind was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in what? You know, the things I'm describing now are supernatural occurrences. You know, mind-blowing events. A wind that splitted mountains. And Elijah said, I know who I'm looking for. He is not in this. This miracle that happened here, this power, this display of power, he's not inside yet. Can I share something with you? Amen. That is why they have the kind of accuracy they had. Because they know things that our generation are oblivious of. The way a prophet can call you now and tell you your phone number, tell you the color of your singlet, tell you the place that the wall clock in your bedroom is hung, and that the battery died 2 days ago and you forgot to buy it. That time you sit down on the ground and start shouting, you are a true man of God, prophesy. A son of the prophet of the old. Eh? That is not what they use to know whether you are with God. Because they know that only angels alone can make supernatural things happen. And there are many fallen angels who are on ground. So they know that the supernatural is a normal. We only need to know who is behind it. You are the only one that if you see anything, you will say, this must be God. What was the recommendation of Elijah? The Lord was not in the wind, although the wind splitted mountains. He knows who he was looking for. An earthquake came and shook grounds. Rocks vibrated. Says God was not inside. Next verse. And after the earthquake, tell somebody, fire. Please say it again like you mean it, a fire. It says a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. You see, I want to share something with you. There's a reason why I'm going this direction. The wind we speak about, the earthquake and the fire are different rank of spiritual visitations. Different creatures entering that space. Because God makes his angels winds and those who will minister before him. He makes them flames of fire. I will share something with you. It's not all angels that carry the visage of fire. It is only those who must minister close to his throne and around the throne. The nature and the material that was deployed to build them and to make them is in consideration of where they will minister. And since the one who sits upon the throne is a consuming fire, they needed to make seraphs, creatures of fire. So the rank of beings who minister directly with the throne must be of fire, so that the material that emits from there will not destroy them. And so he says, I saw fire, but God was still not in the fire. And mind you, anytime it has gone from the wind to an earthquake to fire, immediately after fire, the next you'll find is God. Because those guys, the fire is the closest to God. Those guys who operate from the nature of fire, they are the ones that minister around the throne. So anytime you can pass through fire, you can finally see the one. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. Let's read together. Let's start from the beginning of this one. One, and I want you to say it as loud as you can. One, two, three, go. Please say it again, a still small voice. It is amazing how they describe the voice. That one, it is still. It's not husky. It's not loud. It's not violent. It's not thunderous. It's a still and it's also a small voice. A man stood and saw wind. A wind came and splitted mountain. Imagine Kagoro Mountain. A wind came and divided it. A man saw earthquake shook the ground. A man saw fire consumed a space. And he was not moved. He was looking and saying, God is not here. Then that man now heard a voice. See his reaction to a voice that is still and small, that does not have any effect of horror. And it was so when Elijah heard it, that still small voice, he wrapped his face. Jesus, I thought you should have covered your face when the wind was breaking rocks. I thought that was what would have moved you. I thought the fire would have made you look at this. Is God? This is God. Said he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Next verse. Let's read together, one to go. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenants, thrown down thy altars, slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it. Next verse. And the Lord said unto him, did you see who is speaking to him now? Who? Which Lord? You see it, right? Who is that still small voice? For those of you who think that God is far from you, maybe you will now know how to find him. The voice is still. It's small. It's one small whisper in your inside. Sometimes you even doubt whether it's him. He'll just tell you something powerful in a small tone. Recently, God gave me an instruction. I now did it halfway. When I did it halfway, I now used another instruction to cover for it, thinking that I'm wise. The next feeling I got is I felt the Lord dropping his counsel upon the tablets of my heart, and I could discern God's voice through the eyes of my understanding. I can know by what. You will not hear anything in this ear, but I heard God through that technology I just explained, saying, you know, try. In all honesty, that was the feeling. You know, try. I felt the way a man will do something and another human being who you hold in high regard will now just, like your dad, that you love, that you respect, just express that this one, then you know that remorse you enter, that you want to start following him around and be trying to explain yourself. That you no try. That was the beginning of a retreat for me. You no try. Still small voice. I want to say something with this, that's why we're reading this. And he says, okay, next verse. And the Lord said unto him, go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel Mehola, shall thou anoint to be a prophet in thy room. So you are not permitted to leave time until you recreate yourself. You are not permitted to leave time until you have left a legacy of your kind. Your walk with God must enter another person's hand. Next verse, quickly. And it shall come to pass that him that escaped the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escaped from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. So, listen, if you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
If you are being blessed thus far, say amen.
Amen.
See the implication of this statement. The role that one Elijah was playing, because of his need to exit time, God need to subscript three men who cover for the exit of one man. Two of them will be kings. That if Jehu misses a vengeance, that Hazael will do it. And if Hazael misses it, that is where Elisha will now do the final touches. But it's one man that was living. But three people were subscripted as the way, in order to permit his exit, meet this condition. If you disobey and you abandon the ordination of God for your life and you refuse to fulfill your prophetic ordination, sometimes, in all honesty, it will be hard before they can carry that burden and put on one man again. Sometimes, because of your disobedience, they will have to alter the direction of more than 4 or 5, because you give you the person they want to transfer to probably don't have that capacity. So they will share it into the people who have those small capacity to cover for what one you could have done. And then they'll be waiting for you to show up so that they will really question you. Mind you, it was when Elijah arrived heaven and probably was sipping from the brook of life and say, wow, Baba, maybe it's more than I passed through for here. That was where they quicken a prophet and say, don't let this guy rest. Prophesy that before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, he will come back again. So he heard it. And when he comes back, they didn't tell him how he will exit. It's not Jezebel that killed John, it was the beast. It's Revelations that began to tell us about the two witnesses, the two olive trees, the two lampstands. That the beast will make war against the two witnesses and the two olive trees and kill them and leave their bodies on the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom, Egypt. It's not Jezebel. It was a beast that was inside time. Why did he run? He knew this is a beast. I'm not dealing with a woman. He's an ancient king that rules because of the dominion Adam committed to his hand legally. So when he heard the threat, he could have called fire. Oh, but there was somebody he knows. This woman is only a cover. Now, can I share something with you? Amen.
Amen.
Physically, we're not going to spiritually yet. Physically, when you have gone beyond the fine face, what are the things you like about ladies? Just don't pretend. Say one. Complexion. The texture of the skin. You are getting married, so you can't pretend. Just say one. Hey, wow. That's nice. Intelligence. You see how the thing is changing as we are going back? This is why it's only Jesus. Huh? It's only Jesus that can meet the condition that is in the mind of a man concerning his fellow man. I was saying something so that I will not be distracted. Physically, if you go past the texture of skin, intelligence, what you actually mindset and what is inside that mind is responsible for the person's behavioral pattern, the person's belief, and it is only that thing that attracted you. The skin attracted it. Make the skin to obey the things that are only in the mind. Oh, Jesus. There is a way of life. A barber barbs. A cook cooks. What does a sinner do? Why are you surprised when people do things and then you are not saying, I am so disappointed. I never thought she could do this or he can do this. It's an operating system. God's first attention is to alter that operating system. So he says, let this mind. Is the mind. He will not touch anything in your physical body. It's only you that is following that physical thing. Can I share something with you? When you marry a terrible mindset, a terrible value system, the value system will make you to hate the skin. When they begin to give you issues and problem, the intelligence will vanish before your eyes. Ah, that hair, Jesus. When you see, you'll be wishing to give her head boot. At the end of the day, it's a mindset you married. What is God's first decision when he stumbles upon a man? He says, be ye transformed. Through what? It is about mind in this kingdom. I told one lady 2 days back, she was telling me about love. I said, we don't marry for love. You don't know. We don't marry for love. We marry for purpose. And if purpose becomes the ground of your search, you will not miss it. Because two cannot work together except they be agreed. And the only thing that can agree you is purpose. Again, a lady will pretend. Anything you say, she will say, yes, sir. Yes, my lord. Then you, as a guy, you will now say, don't be calling me lord now. She now say, but that's how we were raised. You, in your mind of mind, you will now say, God, thank you for what you gave me. Marry her and find out something. The first thing that will leave is that my lord first. She will call you your first name. Effa, Hafa. You will say A. She will say no, it's B. Then if you want to misbehave, she will call third parties and report you. Then you, who people are seeing like a holy apostle who downloads the tablets of God, she will now go and share part of your weakness with somebody who is outside. Then the thing will now pay you the. The advice of Abraham to his most oldest servant. He says, do not get a wife for my son from any of this Gentile tribe. What is the difference between a Gentile and a believer? It's not appearance. All of them have the same skin, the same hair. All of them look the same. The difference is their value system, the mind. In this kingdom, you don't marry appearance. You marry a mindset. There is a mind that can give you rest. There is a mind that is the mind of Christ. It is that mind that if you find it, you have found a good thing. Many a brother will find slay queens. They will die before their time. A brother married a girl, and the girl woke up. I don't understand how somebody would just think that I want That talk is arrogant too. Because me, Gaskia, I want to be very honest. Your wife, oh. His legs started shaking. There's one old man that used to advise me. Old man. When he calls me, his advice is a strange advice. That I have have not been heard before. His own advice, he fetches it from a place of regret. So his advice is not do as I do. His advice is this is what happened to me. Don't follow this path. All the advice, all. He has so much experience, but all is in mistakes. His life was is a catalog of mistakes. So anytime you want to misbehave, you say, in 1995. Time is a burden. Maybe you bow your heads wherever you are. Oh, see. If I'm in town next week Tuesday, there's a scripture I wanted to read on this matter of prayer, the voice of the Lord. So we'll do that when we meet next time. But where you are now, just pray. Your prayer is one. It's one prayer point, but I don't know it. So you will fetch it from your heart. For some of you, you'll be telling the Lord, deliver me from this thing that's attracting me to this guy. Help me to check the mind. You go and do mind test. Somebody else again, you will cry to the Lord, teach me the echoes of your voice. Help me to understand the tone of your voice, that I pick it every time you drop your thoughts upon my heart. Brother, fellowship with him. Go beyond the wind. Go beyond the wind. Search for that voice. It's inside you. It's inside you. Search for it. Go beyond the stony heart. Let it break. Step into a deeper place. Oh God, there is a temple inside you. There is a temple built by the Spirit of God. That is where you and him have your meeting. It is only in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne. Are you looking for him? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne. Imarama. Imarama, ah,
Imarama, you are. Imarama. Hale, 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 hallelujah. You can find him now.
Hale, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just soak, soak. The next 5 minutes, soak. Just draw something. Touch something. Go past the wind. Go past the earthquake. Go past fire. Come before a voice. Before a voice.
The song of song. I dance, I dance, the dance of the angels. I gaze, I gaze into the eyes of love. I gaze into the eyes of love. I sing the song of songs. I dance the dance of the angels. I gaze into the I gaze into the eyes of love. Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey na na, na 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 na, na 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 na, hey na na, say na na. I gaze into the eyes of love. I gaze into the eyes of love. I gaze into the eyes of love. Of love. The dance of the angels. I gaze into the eyes of love. I gaze into the eyes of love. La 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 la.
Please draw a little closer to him. Draw closer. Draw closer. Draw closer to him. He is drawing you near. Draw closer. Draw closer. He is drawing you near. Near to himself now. Now you can hear his voice. He echoes it like the sound of many waters upon your hearts. That's the voice of Yahweh. That still small voice. That still small voice.
No, 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 no. I sing the song of songs. I dance the dance of the angels. I gaze into the eyes of love. I gaze the eyes of love. I gaze into 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 the eyes of love.
Hallelujah. Please. Make sure you allow the fragrance of His presence to touch your body before you leave. These are the things that cleanse us from the lust of the world. Every time we enter His presence, we submit ourselves again. This is why we come. There is a lust that wants to denature us, wants to change us. If we come, He will break us in His presence. Virtue will enter us again. We carry it and go back into the world. We fight until we are depleted. We return again. We are never tired of coming before Him.
Glory to God! We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnacazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.